We've been working hard to be ready for our first human, and obviously we want to be extremely careful and certain that it will work well before putting a device in a human. But we've submitted, I think, most of our paperwork to the FDA, and we think probably in about 6 months we should be able to have our first Neuralink in a human. So. Now this video is now 18 months old. So this is Pager, who is playing monkey mind pong. So this is Pager has a Neuralink implant in this video, and the thing that's interesting is that you can't even see the neural implant. We've miniaturized the neural implant to the point where it matches the thickness of the skull that is removed. So it's essentially it's sort of like having an Apple Watch or a Fitbit replacing a piece of skull with like a smartwatch, for lack of a better analogy. So you can see, you really can't. He looks pretty. He's normal, and I think that's pretty important. If you have a Neuralink device, like I could have a Neuralink device implanted right now, and you wouldn't, you wouldn't even know. I mean, hypothetically, I maybe one of these demos. In fact, one of these demos, I will. Yeah.
This is Dan Dix here reporting for Press for Truth. UN warns brain chips like Elon Musk's Neuralink could be used as personality-altering weapons as the FDA approves tech for human trials. A United Nations panel has warned that brain chip technology being pioneered by Elon Musk could be abused for neurosurveillance, violating mental privacy, or even to implement forms of forced re-education, threatening human rights worldwide. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, in case you didn't know, Elon Musk's Neuralink wins FDA approval for human study of brain implants. They said this on their Twitter: "We are excited to share that we have received the FDA's approval to launch our first in-human clinical study. Recruitment is not yet open for our clinical trial. We will announce more information on this soon." Meanwhile, AI brain implants are already being used to alter a person's mood, being tested on humans by the U.S. military. So what we're dealing with here is transhumanism on steroids. It's already in the works, where man and machine are being merged into one. It's being sold under the guise of, you know, helping humanity. But as we are going to see today, there are a lot of troubling aspects to this. And in fact, we're also going to look at five ways in which transhumanism is already here and is already changing our lives. We're going to look at all of that, guys, and much more in this video. But really quickly, just before we do, I'd ask that you check me out here at Subscribestar.com/pressfortruth. Here you can sign up for $5 a month, $10 a month, $20 a month, whatever is within your means to contribute here to my efforts at Press for Truth is greatly appreciated. Please check the top link in the description below. Thank you so much to everybody who has taken the time and effort to support my work here at Press for Truth. All right, guys. Let's jump into this. This is pretty wild stuff. The UN's Agency for Science and Culture, UNESCO, said neurotechnology, like Musk's Neuralink, if left unregulated, will lead to new possibilities of monitoring and manipulating the human mind through neuroimaging and personality-altering tech. Now, the interesting thing about that is, obviously, we are already being manipulated through personality-altering tech. I mean, most of us, have one of these devices right now in our pockets that are constantly monitoring us and essentially watching everything we do. And we already know that the social media apps that are being used widely by everybody, like Facebook, for example, have been caught in manipulating people's emotions and personalities. In case you didn't know, there's a study that was published in 2014, experimental evidence of massive scale emotional contagion through social networks. Facebook got caught in an experiment that they were doing to manipulate the emotions of the masses. We show via a massive experiment on Facebook that emotional states can be transferred to others via emotional contagion, leading people to experience the same emotions without their awareness. We provide experimental evidence that emotional contagions occurs without direct interaction between people. Exposures to friends or expressing an emotional is sufficient. Expressing an emotion is sufficient and in complete absence of nonverbal cues. All being proven by Facebook. The emotional states can be transferred to others via emotional contagion, leading people to experience the same emotions without their awareness. Emotional contagion is well established in laboratory experiments with people transferring positive and negative emotions to others. Data from a large real-world social network collected over a 20-year period suggests that longer-lasting moods like depression and happiness can be transferred through networks, although the results are controversial. In an experiment with people who use Facebook, we test whether emotional contagion occurs outside of in-person interaction between individuals by reducing the amount of emotional content in the news feed. So when positive expressions were reduced, people produced fewer positive posts and more negative posts. When negative expressions were reduced, the opposite pattern occurred. So obviously we're seeing how they can use these devices to fully manipulate our personalities and our emotions. And just what, think about how that technology and the ability to sway our emotions can be used, let's say in an election cycle, or if there's a highly contentious issue that is really polarizing society, how this could be used to steer the mass of society into a particular direction that is desired by those who are controlling the network. I mean, it's just unbelievable. The results indicate that emotions expressed by others on Facebook influence our own emotions, constituting experimental evidence of massive scale contagion via social networks. So this is already being kind of, you know, known that this is what's happening. But now they're going to take this personality-altering tech to all new crazy levels. UNESCO is now strategizing on worldwide ethical framework to protect humanity from the potential abuses of the technology, which they fear will be accelerated by advances in artificial intelligence. We're on a path to a world in which algorithms will enable us to decode people's mental processes, said UNESCO's Assistant Director General for Social and Human Sciences, Gabriel Ramos. The implications are far-reaching and potentially harmful, Ramos said. Given breakthroughs in neurotechnology that could directly manipulate the brain mechanisms in humans underlying their intentions, their emotions, and their decisions. The committee's warning come less than 2 months after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration gave Elon Musk's brain chip implant company Neuralink federal approval to conduct trials on humans. And as we said, this is all about the merging of man with machine under the guise of being able to help humanity. But today, like we said, we're looking at the ways in which this is going to be used to control humanity and to shift and steer society into a particular direction that is desired by the powers that ought not be. And let's quickly take a look at some of the ways that this is already being done on us in society. You got the rise of anti-aging technologies. This is important to understand when it comes to transhumanism, because it goes far beyond just putting a chip in your brain or, you know, uploading your consciousness to the cloud. It's also something as simple as anti-aging creams and Botox. Anything that can improve the human experience using technology or technological intervention is considered transhumanism. Now, have you guys heard of this guy? The anti-aging fanatic who spends $2 million a year to retain youth. He uses his own teen son as his blood boy. This guy has been working on anti-aging technology for years. He is now taking the blood from his son and transfusing it into his own body to achieve some sort of anti-aging effects. But I mean, it begs the question, why is it being, you know, pushed on society that there's something wrong with aging in the first place? I mean, it's obviously a natural process. It's the natural state of things. I mean, what's wrong with getting wrinkles? What's wrong with getting gray hair? What's wrong with going about with the natural process of how things naturally develop? It's as if the science is trying to say this is a flaw. This is incorrect. This is something that needs to be fixed. It's just absolutely a slap in the face to our creator, essentially. And, you know, it's pretty crazy that they're taking it to these extremes to just do anything they can, essentially, to avoid death. But let's get on to some of the other ways that that transhumanism is already being shown in our lives. We know how social media is already has an overwhelming influence on us. We've shown you how, and I'll put links to all this in the description below, guys. The scientific paper outlined how we are being manipulated, or our emotions are being manipulated through these, you know, social medias. So we already know this is a big step in the merging of man and machine. So that's something that's interesting to take into account, and especially when it comes to the double-edged sword that is, like, the technology that we use at our very fingertips here, our cell phones. Now, a lot of people don't know that, you know, even the technology within this, like the cameras that are on the front-facing phones, which I would suggest you get, you know, a cover to block these, you know, use them when you want, don't use them when you don't want to. But a lot of people don't know that when you're looking at something like Instagram or TikTok, and there's maybe 15, you know, different images, the camera is actually pinpointing what one image out of the dozens your eye is actually focusing on. So you don't even need to click on a particular thing. The AI, the program, is going to pick up what sorts of things that you are actually focusing on, and they will start, you know, pushing more of that to you. And I already revealed in a video a while back how there's a major problem on TikTok of how kids are being steered towards, you know, young boys going through puberty, for example, are being shown, you know, scantily clad, you know, pictures of girls in bikinis. The more they click on that, the more they're being pushed towards sites that promote fan-only links and links to straight-up pornography. It's absolutely detrimental to society what they're capable of doing through social media on humanity by manipulating us through this technology. So social media is a big one. We already know that instinctively. We can kind of sense what's going on. Bionic devices for the good in transhumanism, obviously this is how it's being sold. The potential impact of Neuralink on transhumanism, for example, Musk says what they want to accomplish is to give paraplegics, for example, the ability to operate their this technology by using a hands-free, brain-powered control system, you know, or to help those with mental disorders to rewire their neurological makeup and perhaps alter the way their mind works. Again, this is a two-way, thing here. And three, to eventually outsmart artificial intelligence. Did you know that was apparently one of Musk's intentions here? Musk has stated previously that AI is one of the biggest existential threats to mankind at this very moment. Having worked alongside AI for many, many years, he has seen firsthand how intelligent these machines are and how easy it would be for them to decide that they've had enough human intervention. And again, what we're talking about here is the merging of man with machine, transhumanism, again, under the guise of helping humanity through, you know, like helping paraplegics, for example, is the number one example that's often given. But as we've seen, this is heading towards a very scary time of personality-altering weapons being used by the powers that ought not be. I mean, we've already got them doing this testing on humans by the U.S. military, apparently. So the U.S. military has already begun this testing with AI brain implants that can change a person's mood on humans. These mind-controlled chips emit electromagnetic pulses that alter brain chemistry in a process called deep brain stimulation. Again, the kind of stuff that over 100, maybe 150 years ago was considered just absolutely impossible. Today is possible. Like, you know, being able to talk to someone in real time on the other side of the planet, or to fly there within hours. You know, 100, 150 years ago, this stuff was just thought absolutely crazy, scientific, not possible stuff. And today we're on the fast track to this right here. And it's only makes one wonder what is actually capable and what we're moving towards if we continue to head down this road, as the FDA has just approved this new Neuralink testing in the human brain. I think it's safe to say, guys, we're in a time right now when, you know, probably moving away from this stuff is a better option and moving more towards, you know, how our grandparents used to live, you know, absent of all this technology, able to survive. Let's say if they flip the kill switch and the internet is shut off tomorrow and electricity grid goes down, how many people out there do you think are going to actually be able to continue to survive? You know, all those people they called preppers over the last like 20 years who they said were just crazy conspiracy theorists are now proving to be some of the smartest people. So I think getting back to living a sustainable lifestyle, living off the land, is obviously something that needs to be focused on more so. As we've seen, there's already multiple ways to which this is already being done. We're already leading towards this transhumanism future, if you will. And the next step has just been fast-tracked as the FDA just gave this approval. So, crazy stuff, guys. Just wanted to bring all of this to your attention. Once again, if you do appreciate my efforts to bring you this information, don't forget to check me out here at subscribestar.com/pressfortruth. Once again, this is where you can sign up for a monthly reoccurring contribution. Thank you so much. I have 65 people here subscribed so far. Thank you so much to everyone who has signed up to Subscribestar. Again, I can't do this work without you. And that's all for today, guys. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Please share this video out to your friends and family who are maybe not even aware that any of this stuff is even going on. Once again, don't forget to click that thumbs up button. And stay tuned. We're going to have more video reports coming soon, God willing. This is Dan Dix reporting for Press for Truth. We all want truth. Truth. The truth will set you free.